for the New York Times.
And right there at the top of his agenda, of course, is the economy. And President Obama's nominee for Treasury Secretary, the current chairman of the New York Fed, Timothy Geithner, begins his nomination hearing today. But there's a bit of a cloud after Geithner disclosed that he made errors on his tax return 7 years ago and only made amends after the potential Treasury Secretary job came up. Some think those problems are serious enough to preclude him from taking the job. To understand these tax issues, we turn now to Don Williamson. He is an accountant and chair of the accounting department at the Kogod School of Business at American University. Good morning and welcome, Don.
Good morning. So thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. So essentially, there are several issues. There's a question about taxes on his income from the IMF, a misuse of a dependent child care credit, and a nanny problem. Now, given that he is someone who we're looking to become Secretary of the Treasury, are these just accidental mistakes, or should we be expecting more from him?
Well, I think we'll see a lot from the hearings. I think they start today when he's asked, why did he file his returns this way, and did he understand the law when he filed them? As you pointed out, in 2001 and 2002, he self-prepared his returns and did not pay self-employment tax on his wages from IMF, and also claimed these dependent care credits that clearly he was not entitled to. So I'm curious to see what his explanation will be, other than simple ignorance of the law, when the senators interview him at the hearing today and tomorrow.
But really, is it a question of ignorance, Don? I mean, when I was in law school, I actually clerked for the IRS because I thought I was going to become a tax attorney. Haha, clearly not. But however, I remember someone there telling me, one of the chiefs, that the tax code is so complicated that if you audited every single taxpayer in America, there would be problems on every single return just because the tax code is so complicated.
Oh, that's correct, Ador. I believe there are good faith errors made on many returns, and Mr. Geithner had some. We see this in the facts presented. It's just a question of degree and intent. So what was his state of mind when he filled out these returns? So did he honestly believe he was entitled to these deductions and payments that he made, or was there something else in his mind when he did these things?
So then how would you describe his behavior based on the fact that you haven't actually seen these tax returns nor talked to him or his tax preparer when that person came into the situation?
Well, it's a little troubling. And again, these facts will be brought out in the hearing. But you look at 2003 and 2004, he had those returns done by a professional preparer. And the professional preparer made the same mistake regarding the estimated tax payments or their failure to be made as he did in the earlier years, 2001, 2002. The tax return preparer pointed out to him that the credit for dependent care for the camps that he sent his children to was not permissible. And the accountant didn't claim that credit, but Mr. Geithner didn't file amended returns. In his defense, there is no legal requirement that you have to file an amended return. When you filed the original return, you had a good faith belief you were correct, but then was subsequently pointed out to him that he was incorrect.
So do you think essentially that this could, we in the media or the members of the committee in Congress are making too much of a deal of this when you consider we're trying to give him a job where he will be overseeing billions and billions and billions of taxpayer dollars?
Well, it's certainly embarrassing because to me I find it a little difficult given the facts that he signed a statement, Adora, saying that he understood his responsibility. When he got employed by the IMF, he signed a statement, and it was released to us, that he signed a statement saying he understood his responsibility to pay the estimated tax on his IMF salary because the IMF was not paying the tax on his behalf. He signed a statement. It's there in black and white. So he acknowledges he knew what his responsibilities were when he filed his tax return. Now we say because the law is so complex and so intricate that he can be excused from that. So that's a difficult conclusion to make.
Okay, tell us one thing we need to be listening for as we're watching the hearings today.
Well, the determination is intent. Really, what was his state of mind? What did he know, and when did he know it? When he filed his return, did he know that he had this responsibility to pay the estimated tax, and either in good faith, negligently, even recklessly disregarded the rules? Or was there something more nefarious here?
Okay, we'll be looking for that, Don Williamson. Don Williamson, a Washington, D.C. accountant and chair of the accounting department at the Kogod School of Business at American University. We thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
No, it's interesting. The Republicans always complain about the complexity of the tax code. I wonder if they'll be the ones that, like,
grilling
hammer
him. Right. Well, there's something else to listen out for today. Yeah,